George Conway, Trump's appointment of acting AG Whitaker is illegal. By Joshua Kaplan on November 8, 2018. Attorney George Conway, the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, declared in a New York Times op-ed published Thursday that President Donald Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general is unconstitutional and illegal. The premise by which Conway and co-author Neil Kochels argue against Whitaker's appointment is based on the Constitution's Appointments Clause, the provision to which principal officers of the United States must not only be nominated by the President but also confirmed by the Senate using the body's advice and consent powers. This argument, Conway and Kochels write, was the basis of a Wall Street Journal article penned by conservative scholar Stephen Calabresi, in which it was argued that the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller to oversee the Russia investigation was unconstitutional because he was nominated by the president. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed the former FBI director to lead the investigation in May 2017. One day after the midterm election, then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions submitted his resignation at the behest of President Donald Trump, according to a leaked copy of the now-former top Justice Department official. While Conway and Kochels disagreed with Calabresi's conclusion, they concur with his assessment that the core principle of the clause is not only correct but actually serves as a legal justification for preventing Whitaker from taking the temporary role of the country's chief lawyer. Thus, Conway and his co-author contend, Whitaker's installment is unconstitutional and illegal, adding that it means that anything Mr. Whitaker does, or tries to do, in that position is invalid. Much of the commentary about Mr. Whitaker's appointment has focused on all sorts of technical points about the Vacancies Reform Act and Justice Department succession statutes. But the flaw in the appointment of Mr. Whitaker, who was Mr. Sessions's chief of staff at the Justice Department, runs much deeper. It defies one of the explicit checks and balances set out in the Constitution, a provision designed to protect us all against the centralization of government power. If you don't believe us, then take it from Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, whom President Trump once called his favorite sitting justice. Last year, the Supreme Court examined the question of whether the general counsel of the National Labor Relations Board had been lawfully appointed to his job without Senate confirmation. The Supreme Court held the appointment invalid on a statutory ground. Further, the pair argues that Whitaker's lack of qualifications puts the Justice Department and its cases at risk. Constitutionally, Matthew Whitaker is a nobody, write Conway and Kochels. For the president to install Mr. Whitaker as our chief law enforcement officer is to betray the entire structure of our charter document. Whitaker's appointment does not require Senate confirmation because he previously served as Sessions' chief of staff. The lack of scrutiny, as the pair write, leaves the public with an acting attorney general who may have serious legal and philosophical differences with the spirit of the agency. The public is entitled to that assurance, especially since Mr. Whitaker's only supervisor is President Trump himself, and the president is hopelessly compromised by the Mueller investigation. That is why adherence to the requirements of the Appointments Clause is so important here, and always, the two write.